Call today at 355-GUNS. That's 355-GUNS.
Friday mornings, one of our favorite things that we get to do is talk to Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. He's the movie critic there as well. He wears a lot of hats.
I do, yes.
Sometimes at the same time. Sometimes he'll be watching a movie... And he'll be also watching a live theater piece at the same time while he's getting the calendar in order. He's the king of entertainment multitasking.
That's so true.
And he's here to join us live here in the studio.
Good to see you.
Yeah, doing great, man. It's St. Pat's Parade weekend.
How about that? Yeah, good times this weekend.
One of the best weekends ever in the Quad City. So, not a movie I'd want to be locked in a movie house, but that's your job.
Sure, that's what they pay me for.
Especially with some of these movies.
Yeah.
That's what you're into, sicko.
Yeah, right?
That's how you get your kicks. Let's talk about the movies you've seen since
last
time we talked.
Absolutely do that. Yeah. I saw a movie and saw it twice. I loved it so much.
Oh, yeah?
Rango is unbelievably good.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm in love with this movie. Yeah, yeah. I'd propose to it, this movie.
Really?
I had a ball. It is the funniest damn thing. Yeah. It's kind of touching. It's pretty exciting. It's beautiful to look at.
Are you saying
it's so funny?
Are you saying what we have here is a classic?
Oh, I don't know. It's a classic in my heart. It's great.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's really it's fantastic. Wow. Can you tell I'm excited about this one?
No.
Rango, saw it twice.
But you had some reservations of calling it a classic.
Because it's still at the end of the day kind of a pop culture riff movie. I mean, it makes a lot of fun of Westerns, but in a genial way.
Well, from what I've read, if you're someone who loves Westerns, you get all of the... There's all these little references to classic references.
Absolutely, you get Fistful of Dollars and High Noon crazy. And it's just beautifully done. It's awesome.
Is there a moment, is there a tip of the cap to Blazing Saddles where someone yells, the new sheriff is a lizard?
that would be good.
You hear that? The sheriff's a wizard. Oh, we're all going to be saved.
No, the closest you get is a fart joke, I think.
The sheriff is a lizard!
That'd have been funny.
Maybe save that for the sequel. This thing made a ton of money. You liked Rango.
Couldn't be happier. Mm-hmm. Best Johnny Depp movie in years. Yeah, it's great.
You use your lizard tongue better than a $20 whore.
I haven't seen that in ages.
You know what? This weekend might have to fire up the Blazing Saddles.
You might have to do that tomorrow afternoon when you're having your party.
Not
a
bad idea.
Absolutely.
So you loved Rango.
Loved Rango.
What else have you seen?
The Adjustment Bureau, the one where Matt Damon is kind of running all over the place.
Right.
It's a Matt Damon running movie.
Right.
You know. It's okay. It's kind of silly, but it works. It's entertaining enough. He and Emily Blunt are really good together. They're fantastic. But it's a strange movie, you know, because it's about these angels watch us all the time, and
they're angels.
They're angels. Yes, they're sent from heaven to make sure that we all do exactly what we're supposed to do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And so Matt Damon accidentally bumps into Emily Blunt and like changes things badly, and so the angels are like, stay away from Emily Blunt. Just forget all about her, you know. And so he does a couple times. They like threaten him and say, you know, you're going to ruin everything if you hang out with this girl. So he like stops calling her and stuff.
Where were these angels in the 1990s when I could have used them?
Exactly.
Jeez.
But she never calls him. I mean, it's weird. It's kind of like she has no life of her own. You know, it's like this whole thing would have been, you know, their whole separation would have been ended if she just picked up a phone and give him a buzz. Instead, no, she just kind of sulks and waits for Matt Damon to remember that he loves her. Kind of weird. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So she puts very little effort into it.
She doesn't try that hard. She really doesn't try at all. Yeah. It's just like, you're not going to call me? Okay, fine.
Okay, whatever. I've been down this road before.
I'm good. Yeah. So there's a fundamental problem with the movie there.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It moves fast. It's kind of entertaining. I had a good time.
It seems like it'd be a pretty good rental.
It's a good rental. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And is that it?
No, I saw Beastly.
So then what genre what genre does it fall under?
It's supposed to be like a sci-fi thriller,
that's
but it's more like a sci-fi romantic comedy.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Now that you say that angels, it sounds like it's more just basically a love story.
Yeah, they're selling it like The Bourne Identity, and
yes.
It's really not. It's really like a Blake Edwards farce. You know, it's a lot of slamming doors and a lot of, you know, mistaken. Huh. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird movie. but not bad.
Yeah, okay.
Rent it. Definitely rent it. It's Beastly.
How bad is Beastly?
Not at all.
Really?
It's really not bad. The lead guy is terrible. He's awful. That's the guy from I Am Number 4, Alex Pettifer.
Yeah.
He brings nothing to the party. Yeah, he's terrible.
Right.
But beyond that, it's actually kind of a fun little updating of the Beauty and the Beast story. It's like...
Is there a singing candlestick? Because that guy's my favorite.
No, but Neil Patrick Harris basically plays the candlestick.
I mean,
it's like, okay, I get it. You know,
I guess that makes sense.
Absolutely. It's kind of charming. It's kind of fun. It's like Cruel Intentions. You remember that one? The Dangerous Liaisons one that they just kind of updated into Manhattan.
Right.
It's like that for Beauty and the Beast. So you kind of enjoy watching the story fall into place in the way that you know it's going to. It's like, all right, that's
sounds like so
kind
far
of clever.
You had a pretty good weekend.
That's all
it?
I caught.
Wow,
I had a really
that's
good weekend.
That's the best week you've had in a long time.
All things considered, it went quite well.
Well, let's get started with the two movies opening up today at the Rave Motion Pictures Complex. They're the sponsor of this feature, aren't they, Darren?
They are. It's Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit the website, which is ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. And if you sign up like I did, then they send you the showtimes.
Isn't that nice?
Weekend, just in time for the weekend.
It's a nice feature. I got that
all
myself.
Digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and of course they have the IMAX theater.
Also, we've got three movies that I know of opening today. Does that match up with your figures?
That does indeed.
Let's start with Red Riding Hood. Amanda Seyfried? How do you say her name? Seyfried?
I don't know, actually, yeah.
There's big-eyed monsters in every movie. She looks like...
You don't like her?
She's such an...
She's
I go back and
looking.
Forth, Mike.
She looks a bit like Rango, to be honest.
I mean, she goes from hot to like some sort of praying mantis monster who would eat my head if I ever had sex with her, you know? What's that movie with her and Julianne Moore? Chloe? Did you ever see that
one? I didn't.
One?
Is it worth it?
I hear it's pretty hot, but I haven't seen it. But I hear from friends who've seen it, it's worth seeing.
Wow, all right.
Because there's some sort of like cougar stuff going on. And with
Julianne Moore?
Put all me right. down for some of that.
There you go.
Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried?
And Roy?
Siegfried, I don't
Hello,
know.
Siegfried. Hello, Roy.
Did I ever tell you about the time I drank beer with Siegfried?
No.
Yeah, that's a story for
oh,
the fair.
Let's hear that off
But
air.
It happened. A young woman confronted by a werewolf and a gothic...
Let's just say that Dave's defenses were compromised.
Tad.
All right, I'll just tell the story on air. Hofbrauhaus, my absolute favorite place in the world. It's in Vegas. It's this German beer hall. And we were there for Oktoberfest this year.
Ooh, fun. All
and
right.
out of nowhere, Siegfried comes up and taps the first keg of Oktoberfest.
Oh, my God.
And, man... When you got a mouth full of schnitzel, a belly full of schnapps, and you're partying with Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy, that's when you know you're alive!
Yeah,
it's
that's
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, he got a little tuned, and at one point, as the polka band was playing, he would just stand up there and, like, conduct them. It was fantastic.
It's a great vacation.
And Siegfried, for those of you wondering, the guy who didn't get half eaten by the lion.
Yeah.
Montecore.
Yeah.
That's the name
How
of the lion.
How is Roy? Is he okay?
As okay as he's going to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. There's days I'd trade shoes with him, and there's days I wouldn't.
You get eaten by a Bengal. You can only half eaten.
It's only going to be, so much fun the rest of your life.
You know you know what made Siegfried work was? What was it? One of them was the magic. Siegfried was the magic, and Roy was the...
sizzle. I don't
the
know.
Illusion, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this movie, Red Riding Hood, which does not feature Siegfried... if I find out he's the wolf, I'm going to be pissed.
We went off the grid a little, didn't we?
Yeah, okay. A young woman is confronted by a werewolf in a gothic reimagining of the classic fairy tale. Here's a clip from Red Riding Hood in theaters as of today. Oh, and it goes something like this.
What is it, darling? What is it?
The wolf. He talked to me.
And you understood it?
Clearly, as I understand you.
Have you told anyone else about this?
Only Roxanne knows, but she won't tell anyone. She won't even talk to me about it.
It chose not to kill you.
I think it wants me alive.
Is this going to be one of those movies where you're just going to be fighting the urge to giggle for the entire 2 hours going... Are we really supposed to take this seriously?
Well, this is the new thing, Mike. You should know that they're redoing a lot of these fairy tale movies.
Because it's cheap.
Julia Roberts is going to be Snow White.
Read about that.
What's her name? The Twilight chick is always biting her lip. Kristen Stewart. She's going to be... is she going to be Snow White, too? I think there's two different Snow White movies.
Yeah, somebody just came up with this in Hollywood, just realized, oh my God, we don't have to think of any stories for the next 20 years. We got all these fairy tales, and they're free. We can just steal. Yeah,
right. Also opening in theaters today, Battle Los Angeles.
Uh-oh.
The previews look amazing.
Previews look amazing.
Earth is attacked by an unknown alien force. Los Angeles becomes the last stand in an all-out battle for mankind's survival. I'm down. In this clip, Sergeant Michael Nance, played by Aaron Eckhart,
right?
Who's great in everything.
Who's always great.
He gets his orders here. Here's a clip from the movie Battle Los Angeles.
At 1446 Pacific Standard Time, 12 different locations across the globe were breached in what appears to have been a coordinated attack by an unknown enemy.
He's given his orders by a jerky boy?
What's that?
Thank you very much. The aliens have landed.
It's like Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm gonna have
up.
My shoes and my socks so that I have them.
This is a textbook military invasion. We are the last offensive force on the West Coast. We cannot lose Los Angeles.
You know, now, did you see the Ebert review?
No, no.
Want to see?
I saw the first sentence though.
Here's the very end of it.
Okay,
young men, if you attend this crap with friends who admire it, tactfully inform them that they're idiots. Young women, if your date likes this movie, tell him that you've been thinking it over and you'd like to consider spending some time apart. So he's not all that on board with it.
The first sentence is good, too. What is the first sentence of that one? That I remember.
I don't know what it is about Ebert lately.
Battle Los Angeles is noisy, violent, ugly, and stupid.
I don't know what it is about Ebert lately, but his reviews lately are just knocking him out of the park.
Absolutely. Whenever he's pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Nothing funnier.
Yeah. Didn't he write a book called I Hated This Movie?
Yeah, there's one called Your Movie Sucks, I think. Mm. Yeah, that's good reading.
May have lost his voice, but not his voice.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Mars Needs Moms.
Okay.
When Milo's mom is kidnapped by evil aliens, she stows away aboard their spaceship to try and... Milo stows away aboard their spaceship to try and rescue her from their nefarious schemes. Joan Cusack plays the mom, so...
So you're on board with her staying there, right?
Yeah, they can have her.
I love her.
Here's a clip from Mars Needs Moms.
Whoa! You didn't eat your broccoli.
Broccoli makes me barf. Besides, it looks like brains.
Well, you like zombies. Zombies eat brains.
Mom, no one likes zombies. They're an abomination. I'm committed to their annihilation.
See, I like her, too. I still get a kick every time she tries to get a drink out of the drinking fountain.
I do, too. Right? That's comedy.
I like...
Okay.
I like when she bangs her knee into the file cabinet and broadcasts news.
Yes, see?
That's good.
That's
I like seeing bad things happen to Joan Cusack, though.
or just trying to listen to what's going on.
Do you want some gummy bears? They're warm. They've been in my pocket all day. All right, I like Joan Cusack
a little
more.
It's her brother you've got a problem with.
She's funny in Working Girl, remember?
Yeah,
Let's give her a shout, shall we?
You know what? Maybe I like her a little more than I let on. Maybe I say mean things about her because secretly I like her.
Oh.
Maybe that's what's going on.
There you go.
Well, there it is. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader, and his segment brought to us again by Rave Motion Pictures.
Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and of course they have the IMAX.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the movies now for you and 3 of your friends, or
do what I do
and just go to the movies by yourself 4 times in a row. Selfish bastard. 326 Rock, 326-1049.
I wouldn't be putting that out there.
I don't go to the movies by myself, really. Thought about it the other day, though. I got to see Cedar Rapids before it
closes.
Yeah,
you should.
Is it still in theaters?
It's still around. Yeah.
I got to go see it.
Yeah, go see it.
326 Rock, 326-1049. Caller 9 wins a 4-pack of tickets to Rave Motion Pictures. As always, Mike, we thank you for your time.
A pleasure, gents. Have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, you know it. You too, man. We're David.